Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Dave Pallas.
And I'm Sean German.
Oh, welcome back, guys.
They have last names. Wow.
They got last names. Wow.
Yeah, look us up. Yeah.
There you go.
We don't give last names here or even on our website. Our bios are empty. There you go.
We're not that famous yet. We're not.
It's the confidentiality thing we've got here. With, you know, we don't want to get in trouble with the knock list.
That's fair.
The witness protection thing happened. Okay. We gotcha.
We're in minute 67. This minute begins with Ethan stretching out in his harness and ends with the knock list being viewed and a shot of a temperature gauge at 72.7 degrees. We keep going back to that temperature gauge.
Yeah, it loves that temperature gauge.
It's like every minute is perfectly cut so that it bookended by the gauge. So I'm trying to give you some stuff around it.
I think Ethan should wear a sweatband.
He's already
starting to get sweaty. I can tell.
To be fair, he doesn't know that he's about to be dropped as fast as possible and then stopped. The sweat is just falling. Is literally pulled from him.
That should trigger at least one sweat bead hitting the floor too.
All right, now we talked about it in the last minute, guys. This is the screenshot.
Yeah,
this is it. This is what if you love. If you love Mission Impossible,
and who doesn't
have this? Sean loves Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but just like about 10 seconds in, it's the perfect shot. Just balancing, hand on the keyboard, feet in the air, the grace of an eagle soaring through the.
Well, it's so iconic of a shot that I saw an AT&T truck the other day, and I thought this was the shot on it, but it was a recreation of the shot with a woman. And they're using that as part of their advertising on that truck. But it was the exact same shot.
I see a lot of things that use this, you know, the man being held up. There's a program I use when I do interface design. And when the file's loading and you try and click on it too early, there's a man in front of a typewriter, like with his legs up. It's like a cartoon that they've done. Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah.
It's interesting how it's like, yeah, now it's like shorthand for spy now.
Yeah, or hacking something.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty cool.
Or for sneaking.
Yeah, sneaky.
Everything's sneaky. Anything with the word sneak. In this minute, Luther is reading off Dunlow's password, I assume. This password is AW96B6. This answers a question from earlier weeks. Why does Ethan go in so early? He goes in there so that they can see Dunlow's password. That's what the movie's inferring. The book does not infer this because earlier last week we learned that Ethan was mad at Claire because Dunlow was coming in the room. So they obviously changed that intent when this script was finalized. So as we know that we love the book is always all over the place. So
right now in the final cut of the movie, we don't really know exactly how they know Dunlow's password, you're saying?
Well, we have to assume that when he was there and had his Visco glasses looking at Dunlow while he was up in the air, remember Dunlow walks in and then throws up into the trash can, Dunlow does log in.
Okay, yeah.
But it appears like Luther has hacked in and into the computer of some sort and got it that way because he's the one he's given it to Ethan.
That's what it seems like, too. But also, Luther has the ability to zoom Ethan's glasses.
That's true.
Those Visco glasses. Mm-hmm. He can control them. So in my mind, that's where they got it from. The only problem is that's a bad plan because I know it's hard to believe in this movie.
Mission
Impossible writers, we finally caught you in a bad story plot device. It's one every day. But this one is very specifically confusing because it's like, where is this password coming from? Yeah. I'm going to go with Luther's hacking and he just got it.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. Because Ving Rhames can get anything.
I guess the only thing I think is, but yeah, like the seems like glasses only pick up like sound and audio. It doesn't sound like they pick up anything else like heat or anything. Because like if, you know, maybe the fingertips touching the keyboard had some heat signature, but that's pushing it.
Yeah, I don't think they have that ability, at least in this movie.
I remember I had to do that. I think the first Splinter Cell, you had to do that. You had to actually sneak and you know the password. So you actually had to like wait for the guy to put his password in, and then you had to go up and then you put the thermal. You put your thermal goggles on, and you saw the code they put in, but you don't know. And you had to figure out the order between how the fingertip was hot or cold kind of told you the order to put in. It was a little tricky. Mm-hmm.
That's really complicated sounding.
It was the first level Splinter Cell. I think I gave up and I just looked at a walkthrough online.
And in this minute, we have a couple different things happen. We have we get a shot back of Krieger, and Krieger has a little guest coming down the duct toward him. Got a little friend. And we also find out for the first time, Luther didn't know what the mark was. Ethan did not tell the team that they were going after the knock list. Because the second Ethan clicks on the knock list, Luther is concerned. So we got two things going on right now.
First of all, that's like the one human element of this mission that kind of sucks is that that Krieger just has to like hold a even with a pulley system, he's got to hold a man's body weight for like 10 minutes straight. You know, and the fact that little pulley kind of like it doesn't look as advanced as it should be. It looks cheap.
Yeah, I was expecting more of a winch system, like some cool thing that they could like place on either side. Instead of it's literally a rope going over a very tiny wheel, you know, over the thing. So I was like, okay.
And that Luther has that face where it's like, I've been disavowed, but now I'm going to be enemy of the state in like every Western country because of this.
Also, I think he's mad because he doesn't want people to accidentally get this list. Like, he knows people.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between being disavowed and being... He knows that this will destroy undercover lives out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So. Yeah, he will... Yeah, like work friends are going to die because of this. And it's almost curious, like, Luther's a good guy. Like, I'm almost like, would he pull the plug then and there, you know?
Well, that's what I think we're supposed to be getting out of this is that Krieger, later on, we're going to find out, has no qualms about stealing this thing. And Luther doesn't want this out in the open. He's just like Ethan. Mm. So I think this is their way of making sure that the audience understands that Luther is on our side. We are on Luther's side.
You know, I love that one of the names that's on the knock list is Maverick.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Another one is Flyboy.
Yeah.
Cableface.
Oh, as it goes speeding by. Yeah, we get another.
Yeah, as it goes speeding by.
Great shot of the computer screen. It's just the entire list is just flying through there. What's really great, we'll find out in some later minutes, it's not a really big file.
No.
Because it can fit on one disk.
Yeah.
To go back to Krieger and his rat problem, one, Dave brought this up in yesterday's episode. The fact that there's a rat inside of this clean room's air duct is suspect.
Yeah.
What's even more suspect is that they didn't explain that Krieger is allergic to rat hair.
What?
That's in the book.
I remember reading that in the script or reading that somewhere. That was one of the cuts, the scenes.
It was also, it was in the script, too. So
it's hard to work that in too. It's hard to like work in like I am allergic to rat hair. Like there's no way to like bring that up naturally.
Yeah, because just before this they were on a train, a Euro train. It's like, oh, I hope there are no rats on here because I am allergic. Why are you telling me this? I don't know. Maybe it'll be important to tell you later.
They could have brought it up somehow by saying he's having to go through a duct. He's like, there better not be any rats in there, you know.
But yeah, they could have done that.
I guess they're not, you know, they're not Academy Award winning writers. Oh, wait, they are.
Well, the way this scene works, though, he acts like he's, like, when he sees it, he's afraid.
Yeah, he's, like, deathly afraid.
I don't know that if I was allergic to rat hair, I think everybody's allergic to rat hair.
Allergic in the sense that we don't want it around us.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I don't think, it's like, oh, I'm allergic to, I'm trying to think of what I'm allergic to.
I'm having a hard enough time with the dog and cat hair in my house, and I'm like, get it away from me. And I'm not allergic to it. It's dog and cat hair. I just don't want it around me. So I can only imagine the rat hair. If I saw a rat, I'd be like, nope.
So he goes through the knock list folder, goes through four different files, and goes to the knock list. He is now viewing the knock list. We're getting ready as this minute is closing down, we get to see all of the agents. All of the agents are scrolling by. We're pretty much just circling, waiting on the tension to mount, and waiting for the other ball to drop. The other ball to drop. Is that what it is? No.
Shoe.
Oh, the shoe.
Shoe to drop.
Shoe. Thank you.
The penny drops. Yeah.
They create this all this tension, and in this minute, there's not much else going on once we get here.
No.
So we don't even get a shot at Donlow. We don't even know what he's doing. I'm sure he's vomiting, but, you know.
Yeah, he's out for this minute. So interesting that you mentioned, Dave, that you mentioned Penny. So have you guys kind of set up how, you know, some of the practical side of what Tom Cruise does in this minute? Or yeah, really does
can,
this whole week?
You can
week.
Talk about it.
Well, yeah, one of the little bits of trivia is to get the balance right for this little trapeze act that he does, he actually had to put coins in his shoes so that he'd be weighted right. Otherwise, his front end, his head side kept dropping down. But to be able to balance even, yeah, he put coins in his shoes to add more weight on his foot end. Yeah, I assume that's what you were alluding to, Dave, when you were talking about pennies.
When he mentions earlier in the movie, she goes, "The penny drops. You're not Job."
Right. Of course.
God, Sean. Embarrassing.
Well, in a couple of minutes, we're actually going to see his penny shoes actually come in more, because at this shot, he's still front heavy.
Yeah.
But in the shot where he gets close to the ground, he is almost exactly perpendicular to the ground, which is a great shot. I'm glad he worked on it. I'm glad he tried to figure this out. Because, again, they could have faked this. They could have had some guy off screen just hold his foot.
Yeah.
But instead, they took the time for him to go, "No, give me 12 cents. No, 13 cents. Luckily, it was 96. So, I mean, you couldn't make this movie today. Because everybody would be like, "I don't have change. What are you talking about? No." And give you credit cards. Yeah. Just start putting credit cards in your shoes.
It's amazing how many people don't think of pennies as real money.
All right, let's get to the next minute. I'm excited now.
Yeah. There's really not much else to talk about in this minute. So in this minute, it's going to wrap up. We'll do a quick tech of the ep. Is there anything in here, guys, that you think is interesting? Is there anything in this minute you think is interesting?
Apparently
what a great
not.
Thing to ask. What a great thing to ask in this minute.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that's interesting, but I'm particularly interested in the clock that's by the door that's behind Ethan. That was at 9:52 last minute, and now it's at 9:54.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems to be...
You are the first person to notice that the clock sucks and that they did not scroll it back to keep up with the movie.
It's just on movie time.
Later on, it'll change again.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
It's extremely frustrating.
Oh, geez. All right. Now I got to really notice. Uh-oh. Damn.
Yeah. Sean, you win the award for most noticed. And that might also be the tech of the app, is this magic clock that keeps going forward and backward in time.
I would agree.
It skips around.
Okay, yeah, I didn't notice skipping back. I just thought, well, maybe it's only got even numbers. It's from 52 to 54. It's a special agency thing, you know. I wouldn't understand, but
no, it doesn't skip backwards, but it does. This scene is pretty much being played in real time, the next 4 minutes, and it moves drastically through those minutes. So it does change. I would have to say my tech of the ep for this is going to be the screen that has all the inside jokes.
Yes.
We've talked about it before. I always love when some production designer had to create this website, this page, and it had to run in real time on a monitor. This isn't digitally added later. This is all in screen, in camera. I love it. This is actually the first time we've had a login that looked normal.
Yeah.
Username and password, and then he did have to type in search knock list, which is stupid. But then he also got to hit a giant button that allowed him to go to the knock list itself. So way to go, UI.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with that as well, because I enjoy the names on there, like Top Hat, and Maverick, Flyboy, Captain.
We'll put that up on our Facebook group so that everybody can see it later.
And Cable Face. That's my favorite,
Cable
actually.
Cable Face.
Cable Face. Man down, Ethan. It's Cable Face.
Man down.
No. Phelps was actually Scorpion.
Scorpion. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Sean, what about you? Do you have anything?
I'm going with the rat.
The greatest tech of all.
Fuzzy pal who's always fun to be with. Sure.
I like the rat. He is the tech of the app. Yeah. What about you, Dave?
Uh, I think it would be those hard drives on the side of the screen here we get to see where it's like,
oh,
put the circular key to pull them in and out.
I was almost going to say that.
Oh, man. Sean wants to change his answer from his sassy rat.
I didn't even see
the rat, so I don't know where you guys are seeing the rat, because I don't see the rat. I think he's in the next minute.
Floppies and stuff. You got whole hard drives lined up.
We're inferring the rat.
Oh, you're inferring the rat. Gotcha.
The rat is implied.
I thought he was cut out of my minute.
We're so excited about the next minute that we cannot we cannot even fathom this.
We know
we're
it's next like, minute, just, but it'll be there. Yeah.
I know he's coming. I just didn't. I was like, did I miss him in this? Because I thought I missed him, but no. I'm glad I didn't.
So Ethan Hunt, what's his code name? Is it Yankee?
Yankee.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a guy named Jack, but it's not Jack Harmon. It's Jack. It's Jack Danner. And I saw Jack, like a heart skipped a beat. I was like, no, it's not him.
Well, Jack wouldn't be on the knock list anymore. I'm sure they update that pretty quickly.
Oh man.
Oh, RIP. We haven't talked about Jack in so long.
He's in the KIA list now.
KIE. Killed an elevator. Or KBE, killed by elevator.
Killed by weird things and weird spikes in elevator.
Yeah, KBWSIE, killed by weird spikes in
through the eyes.
No,
just one eye, I think.
Oh, no, it looked like it went into both of them.
Yeah, it probably did. Oh, poor guy. Well, that's the best place to wrap up this minute with
us. It is.
All sad about sad about Jack. We miss you.
Oh yeah.
But you don't have to miss us. You can come and talk to us on our Facebook group at Impossible Minute Force and on now I'm starting to forget our stuff on Twitter at Min Impossible, MIN Impossible, and Instagram at Minute Impossible. And you can email us if you have any complaints about this episode at MinuteImpossible@gmail.com. They will be read. They will not be
answered.
Disseminated. They will not be answered. Yes.
They'll be read, but not answered.
So send away. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Sean.
I've been Dave.
Oh, my God.
I got excited.
You just want to get this minute 67.
No, 68.
Chris, do the thing.
68.
68. Chris, do the
explosions,
thing.
Explosions. Bam.
I'm getting there. This minute will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boom. To the next episode.
Boom.
On to the next. See you guys tomorrow.
Remember this time, remember you to say your names whenever you want.
Not whenever they want, whenever in order. Want.
In order, always after me and Chris. But
I'm Sean. And he's
welcome
Dave.
I'm Sean. All right, here we go.